All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Carey Crowley. It's my pleasure to welcome in our next guest. He covers the Dodgers for The Athletic. He's been a frequent guest of the show, friend of the show, I might say, Fabian Ardaya. Fabian, how are you on this fine Saturday afternoon?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day in San Francisco, so can't really complain.
No kidding. Chamber of Commerce Day, and of course, everyone all focused in on Game 2 of this historic matchup between the Giants and the Dodgers. Before we get to today's pitching matchup, I want to pick your brain a little bit about last night's game. Uncharacteristic for a Dodgers offense to be shut out. Obviously, Logan Webb was on his game. He was electric last night. But no Max Muncy. How big is that loss looming in the Dodger lineup right now?
It's massive. I think for a lot of different reasons for this roster, and also like how this NLDS roster has been constructed, it sort of changes the calculus for everything. I think we're sort of looking at Dodgers obviously adding an extra bench bat just to try to figure out if they can match things up. But really, I think what you saw last night, I think it was the fewest pitches thrown against the Dodgers lineup in a 90-inning game in 6 years. Which, obviously, if you look at what Max Muncy does, like that's the exact opposite of like what they look like when Max Muncy's in that lineup, because Max Muncy soaks up so many pitches. He has such a discerning eye at the plate, really is able to punish mistakes and not really chase too much when he's right. And they really lack that. I think this is an offense that, obviously, they finished the season really red hot. I think it was like their last five games. They had eight or more runs. But for most of the second half, they were a pretty mediocre offense, even with Max Muncy in that lineup. I think they're very much prone to spurts and really find themselves in some valleys at times with their approach. And that was sort of the case last night. I think Dave Roberts kind of put it perfectly. They really only brought one club with them yesterday, and that was the driver.
You don't often hear managers make rush decisions after a game, but after the 4-0 loss for the Dodgers last night, Fabian, Dave Roberts came out and said that Chris Taylor would start in center field, Cody Bellinger would play first base, and Matt Beatty would come off the bench for the Dodgers in Game 2. Do you think that this was something that was in the works all along, or is this a reaction to what took place on Friday night against Logan Webb?
I think it's a reaction to what happened Friday night and Wednesday night. I think you're sort of looking at this as a Dodgers offense that is scored a combined 3 runs in these 2 playoff games, and I mean, it just hasn't been working. I know Chris Taylor obviously has had his struggles in September. I think it was a 402 OPS since September 1st, not including the 2-run home run in the wild card game. But, I mean, he's a guy who is an all-star. He's been productive, and when the Dodgers team is going right, it usually has Chris Taylor involved in some form or fashion. So I think going with that option over – obviously, I understand the appeal of wanting Matt Beatty in there to start just because he's a tough at-bat against a right-hander for most of the season, but he also has had limited at-bats. He's been a bench bat for most of the season, and also defensively, he's not necessarily what you want at first base. So if you slide Cody Bellinger over there, you can get Chris Taylor's bat in the lineup. I was a little bit surprised that maybe they didn't try to get Gavin Lux in there as well, just considering that he was swinging a pretty good bat before he got hurt. And he's someone who gives him another left-handed bat maybe to replace Matt Beatty. But obviously, I mean, you're looking at this is a lineup that needs some shaking up. And you look at the bottom of that order, I think from the 6th spot through the 9th spot, I think they went 0-for-12 with 7 strikeouts yesterday. You need to find something from the bottom part of that order.
No question. Logan Webb outduels Walker Buehler on Friday night at Oracle Park. Giants win it 4-0 in Game 1 of the NLDS. Game 2 coming up. But if this series gets extended, Fabian, we will see Walker Buehler and Logan Webb potentially pitching again, and maybe both of those guys are going in Game 5 if there is a Game 5. What did you see from Walker Buehler last night, and why do you think that, you know, I actually thought that he pitched well, but why do you think that it wasn't the same version of Walker Buehler in the postseason that we've seen so often throughout his brief Dodger career?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think he did pitch pretty well. I think you sort of look at that first inning. He's had a habit, even during the postseason, of like maybe having that early inning spiral on him before he finds his command. I think the example I sort of always go to was his first actual postseason start in 2018 in Atlanta, where he loaded the bases. And it sort of was a similar situation where I went 3-0 to Ronald Acuna. Acuna didn't swing 3-0, but on the 3-1 pitch, he took him deep for a grand slam. I think it was something similar there with Posey last night, where you sort of have a dangerous situation. Buehler's trying to get back in the zone. It wasn't necessarily a terrible pitch, but it was a 3-0 pitch that definitely caught some plate, and Buster Posey put a good swing on it. I think from that point on, it was like he was pretty sharp. He wasn't necessarily under duress for most of the night. Obviously, Chris Bryant turned him around for a home run as well, but like he had a good outing. It wasn't necessarily a dominant outing of Buehler's past, but I think it's something that like the Dodgers will tell you at the end of the day. Like you have to score. You have to score runs to be able to win the game. I think Buehler wasn't necessarily the issue. I think he's someone that I would still feel pretty confident in for potential game five.
Talking with Fabian Ardaya, he covers the Dodgers for The Athletic here on Talkin' Baseball. And let's turn our attention to game two tonight, Fabian. The Giants have Kevin Gausman going and the Dodgers with Julio Urias. And, you know, you look at this Dodger rotation, I think from the outside, everyone sees Walker Buehler as their big game pitcher. Everyone saw the trade deadline addition of Max Scherzer and what the potential Cy Young Award winner could do for that club. But Urias is the lone 20-game winner in the major leagues, and you know he had an interesting month of September, but the velocity was back up in his last start.
Yeah, it was, and that was probably the most encouraging sign. I think the sort of the obvious concern when the velocity went down for, I think it was a three-start stretch, was just this is a guy who's worked more this season than he has any year since he signed with the Dodgers as an amateur. Like, he has had, obviously, major shoulder surgery trying to come back from that. Like, these are all milestones he's had to hit. So to have his velocity pick up a little bit, I think part of it, he said, was sort of some of the adrenaline, knowing that obviously that was a game that Dodgers had to win just to stay alive in the NL West race. He was going for his 20th win. I think you could see some of that as well in game two. I think he's coming in with a little bit of extra rest. I know obviously he got up and got warm a little bit during the wild card game and never actually got into the game. I mean, this is a situation that obviously he's been waiting for, too, to be, like, allowed to be a full-fledged starter in the postseason. This was something the Dodgers were discussing, even up until the last week of the season, was possibly putting him back in that sort of swingman role that he filled last year during the playoffs. Clayton Kershaw's injury obviously changed matters, but this is an opportunity that's very clear that Urias is very excited for, to have a chance to make his mark on a series like this.
Absolutely. And the Giants have seen him so many times throughout his short major league career. And, you know, you look at Urias and the Giants have often struggled to hit him, but there've also been games, including one earlier this season, where they did put up a ton of runs early against him. What's the common thread for his success? Does he have to have it in the first inning? Does he have to have a particular pitch? When do you know that Urias is going right? And when do you see things kind of start to get out of hand for him?
I think it comes down to the swings. Like, I think you can sort of tell pretty early from the swings that they're taking off of him whether he's able to sort of keep guys off balance. I think that's the biggest thing with Urias when he's going well, is he's able to keep guys off balance and really locate really well. He has really good command of all three of his pitches and when he's going right. So that's why you'll have days where, I think it was in May, where he had like a perfect game going in sixth or seventh, or like there's going to be days where he sort of has to grind a little bit. I think it'll be really early. You can tell pretty early tonight whether he'll have it or not.
Let's talk a little bit about just the mechanics of a five-game series. Evan Longoria came out and said on Friday that he thinks that a 107-win team and a 106-win team should be a CS matchup, not a DS matchup. The Giants won Friday night, obviously, and could get a huge advantage in the series with another victory tonight. What are your thoughts on the current playoff format? Obviously, we're getting Giants-Dodgers for the first time ever. This is what fans of both franchises have, in many cases, dreamed of and in some cases had nightmares about. How do you view this current format?
I think it's pretty understandable, obviously, to want this to be the CS, just considering how successful these two teams have been. I think maybe there's a way you can maybe talk me into having a wildcard team avoid a team in its own division. Obviously, that does punish possibly teams like a team like Atlanta or Milwaukee, that all they did was just being in a like they didn't really benefit from being in the same division. And obviously, the wildcard game, that throws that stuff up into the mix. But I think it's tough to really do any sort of reshuffling or reseeding of that format as it is right now, just based off of this one Dodgers team. I think maybe we'd be talking a little bit differently. Obviously, the Cardinals have won the wild card game. If you're looking at a different year where this isn't a 106-win Dodger team, then maybe you're looking at things a little bit differently. But the fact that, like, I mean, this is the best second-place team ever. Like, this is sort of one of those cases, rare cases where it just played out this way. So it's basically a massive adjustment to the playoff format based off of one season. I think it's a little bit tough. Obviously, the playoff format seems like it's going to change no matter what. If playoffs get expanded, as it seems like it's inevitable that they will. But I think as of right now, I think the format's fine.
Hey, one more, Fabian, before we let you go here. You've seen this Dodgers team all season long. You've seen Dave Roberts and players react to difficult losses and big wins. What did you think of the demeanor last night from Roberts and Walker Buehler and Will Smith in their postgame press conference, coming off of a loss against a Giants team that's now beat them in 11 of their last 16 matchups?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, it's been a while since I've seen them really lose. Like, that's the thing. Like, they've really, when they have lost, it's been sort of the same script. Like, sort of a script like the last night where the offense just didn't show up. But, like, this is a team, obviously, that only lost 13 of its last 57 regular season games. Like, this is a team that's bounced back pretty well on the rare occasions where they have lost. Obviously, they haven't played a team as tough as the Giants for most of that stretch, and that stretch did include a stretch here in San Francisco where they dropped 2-3 against the Giants. But, I mean, I think it's sort of a case where they understand that what needs to change, what needs to work going into tomorrow, going into tonight, and that's something they're going to have to really work on, make sure that they don't sort of do the same stuff they did against Logan Webb, against Kevin Gausman tonight. Obviously, Gausman's a guy who relies a lot on Chase. That splitter is really a devastating pitch. They've really worked good at bats against them during the season. I know, obviously, the surface numbers are still pretty solid for Gausman against the Dodgers, but there's been a lot of long innings that he's had a lot of pitches, and that's something that the Dodgers are really going to have to force him to do tonight.
You'd have to imagine that both bullpens will be a bigger factor in this game than they were on Friday. Fabian Ardaya, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for joining us all season long here on Talkin' Baseball. We always appreciate your perspective of the Dodgers, and we'll be reading you as well.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. A lot more coming up next on Talkin' Baseball. Marty, Bill, and Carrie, you're listening to KMBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.